sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's all right. Every day is judgment day.
Maybe somewhere down the road away, you'll think of me and wonder where I am these days. Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays the purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Don't have to be ashamed of the car I drive. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
At the end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
At the end of the line,
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's all right, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to live.
One, my friends. Tough song for me to listen to for a lot of reasons. That group could never find a way to reband because three of the major singers, Tom Petty, George Harrison, who to me was the finest Beatle of them all, and of course Roy Orbison. Roy, this was his final recording, but he did not live long enough to make the video. What's that got to do with anything? Not a damn thing, baby. Just something I want to talk about. Jeff Bennett here on a Friday night installment of The Edge of Darkness on this 30th day of April. Is this the last day of the month? I don't even know. I don't pay any attention. Yeah, you think so. Good, good. Even if it wasn't, who gives a damn? I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting trip for me. I've not yet accomplished all that we set out to do because I've discovered some unusual irregularities in my accounting program. And I began to work on some of them today, but it's and because of it, I may not conclude all that I wish to conclude on this trip. But we shall do our best. I've only left here one time since Monday night to actually eat. Now, it's not that I haven't eaten, but my eating habits have lightened up. It's probably been good for me. Not complaining about it. I'm fine. Over the last couple days, I've come across, not through my normal sources in some respects, a series of pieces that I find quite interesting, and they're a little bit of a mixed bag here tonight. And by the way, before I forget, I will not be here on Monday because I will be on the road to a place I don't really want to go to. I mean, I may be there in time, but trying to get set up, not knowing what I'm dealing with, we unfortunately are going to Lost Wages if I make that trip, there is a friend of mine that I've not seen for a couple of years. We talk almost daily and shoot notes back and forth on Facebook and stuff like that. I've not missed Facebook the time I've been gone. In fact, I'm glad to be away from it. It's a waste of time. Although I must say it's greatly increased my reading audience on various websites. There are some listeners that interact with me on Facebook. Kat, if you're out there today, I miss you. A little bit of a health commentary. But unfortunately, it's a continuation of this vaccination crap. Not that we're going to concentrate on that for the entire hour, but this one really ticked me off. Researchers are now investigating a link between COVID and menstruation after thousands of women have reported changes to their menstrual cycle after getting the, quote, completely safe vaccine. And so now the researchers are investigating. This is all completely safe, right? I mean, that's what we've been told. Thousands of women have reported changes to their monthly cycle after getting the vaccine. Ann Thompson received her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine on April 12th, on what should have been the last day of her period. And she said, I continue to have spotting the entire time. And now 2 weeks post getting the vaccine, I think it was 3 days ago, I started my period again. And her next period came a week and a half early, prompting her to wonder if the vaccine had somehow impacted her menstrual cycle. And hence, it's a question researcher Catherine Lee asked after her own experience. She said, I had spotting when I normally don't have any sort of menstrual symptoms because I have the Mirena IUD. Now, Lee is a postdoctoral research scholar in the Division of Public Health Sciences at the Washington University State of Medicine in St. Louis. And so Lee reached out to Kate Clancy, an associate professor of anthropology at the University of Illinois, who then began to tweet about it. And that tweet was sent February 24th. And she said, I'm still getting, like, every minute, additional 20 notifications that have some kind of engagement with that thread 2 months later, Clancy stated. The overwhelming response prompted the researchers to create a survey, which they posted on social media. In all, at that time, 59,000 people had started the survey describing varying experiences. People were reporting some differences on the timing of their cycle. Some people report much lighter periods. Other people report a much heavier period. Clancy said the researchers have also heard about bleeding and spotting for postmenopausal women. One woman even emailed NBC5's Lauren Petty and said she has been menopausal for 9 years, got her first Pfizer dose in March, started bleeding that night, and it had continued for 10 days. Dr. Elizabeth Yepez, a gynecologist at Rush University Medical Center, stated that, I honestly have not had many of my patients complain about any irregularities in their menstruation. Sounds like it's a real mixed bag, doesn't it? Just something else to watch for. Something else that you probably wouldn't even give consideration to. Jesus God. How simply appalling. Well, I can't wait for May the 6th. May the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. That's about the time I think I'll be returning home. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Exploring the mind, the body, and the soul. Unite to prevent and unite to cure. The Global Health Care Initiative. How innovation and novel delivery systems improve human health. And who's putting this dog and pony show on? Why? The Vatican, of course. The new Babylon is rising up, my friends, setting up all of its gods meant for all to worship. Granny sent me a note earlier today. And as she does with many of her writings, she will make reference to segments of the Bible. This one from Revelations 18, verses 4 to 8. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her doubling, according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." As Granny concludes, "Do not be as they were in the days of Noah and ignore the warnings of the flood, the fire that is forming over us. Allow me to introduce you to the newly minted Vatican Messiah. For hope notwithstanding, the lockdown world is not waiting breathlessly for the debut of the new Messiah on May the 6th. Only the most unlikely of places, the Vatican, through its Pontifical Council for Culture, the Cura Foundation, the Science and Faith Foundation, and STEM for Life. These are all waiting for the new Messiah. And so with little to no fanfare, the Vatican is giving Dr. Anthony Fauci its keynote speaking spot and an event touted as Exploring the Mind, the Body, and the Soul. How innovation and novel delivery systems improve human health. You heard me correctly. Dr. Anthony Fauci. The phantom of his own opera, of course. And more than passing bizarre that the mainstream media, who favors Fauci with as much publicity as it does for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, pays scant attention to Fauci, the newly minted Vatican Messiah. No, it's now down to make way for the Vatican's new Messiah, and all bow down to his beaker's face mask and just his visible clay feet. And so Fauci, who has flip-flopped all over what to do about avoiding the COVID pandemic, already owns human health, and now, courtesy of a digital Vatican health conference, is about to invade your immortal soul. Ah, my friends, all messiahs other than the original, real one, come our way on clumsy clay feet. What is it that all media manufactured ones turn to religion and trying to dupe the masses? We'll share a few examples with you. Global warming guru Al Gore, who was the homily messiah at St. John Divine Church in New York City, and the father of the environment, Canadian UN poster boy Maurice Strong, who hooked up with communist Mikhail Gorbachev in trying to replace the Ten Commandments with the Earth Charter. And then there was one Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who described the Vatican Health Conference, who has stated, "On closer inspection, the sectarianism and partisanship of the Vatican Conference are made evident by the topic it addresses. the conclusions it seeks to draw, its participants, and its sponsors. Even the image chosen to promote the conference is extremely eloquent, a close-up of Michelangelo's fresco of creation on the Sistine Chapel ceiling, in which the hand of God, the Father, reaches out towards the hand of Adam, but with both hands covered by disposable surgical gloves, recalling the regulations of the new health liturgy and implying that even the Lord himself might spread the virus. The conference's participants include lesser stars brought to the world stage by the Vatican's anti-God squad, including vaccine developers, Mormon elders, pro-abortion Chelsea Clinton, population control advocate Jean Goodall, a New Age activist, a prominent UK Muslim scholar, and a pro-abortion American actress known for posing nude. And the so-called Faustian bargain is fake. You see, Americans are being denied access to key information about COVID-19 by unelected bureaucrats who seek to expand government power and control, warned Dance Deese. Steve Deese on Faustian bargains, second opinions about COVID-19 denied to Americans. For example, if the average American knew that almost half of the deaths in America with COVID occurred in nursing homes, where less than 1% of Americans live, we would have never, ever gone along with this level of subjugation. And those are the words of Steve Deese speaking to one Jan Jaklik. These are the sorts of data points that have been kept from the American people, so they have not been given the right to informed consent. And then Deese moved on to cite a variety of counter-experts from prestigious institutions such as Stanford and Oxford universities who got kicked to the curb because of their skepticism of one particular COVID-19 model used to justify lockdowns that severely affected people's lives. We were told to trust the experts, he said. Why weren't we permitted to get second opinions from counter-experts before we decided to risk a huge drop in cancer screenings? 40 million unemployed, 20% of American small businesses that are never going to return, on average, across this country. Al Gore? Maurice Strong, Mikhail Gorbachev, each were fake messiahs. And meanwhile, the Vatican, ostensibly there to save souls, is doing the world an injustice by presenting Fauci as a messiah. And even though on this day, the Democratic National Committee tried to present Barack Hussein Obama as one, he was no messiah, but only another overly ambitious, self-centered politician. And neither were the ever loquacious Al Gore, Maurice Strong, or Mikhail Gorbachev. They were, as we stated, all fake messiahs. There was only ever one, and will always be one true messiah, and that would be our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And yet, meanwhile, we should all fall upon our knees and pray that the Vatican is impeded in making Fauci the new messiah. I think I'd prefer the term impaled. Even if we have to do it at home because Fauci's COVID-19 fear-mongering has managed to shut down all houses of worship. Judy McLeod, on this day, Canada Free Press. Don't ask me why, because I don't really have an answer. This trip that I'm on, which I didn't really want to make, has had some interesting impacts on me. It's not usual for me to do comments of a spiritualist nature. And yet I think I've done more of them this week than I've done in years combined. Maybe there's a reason for it. I don't know. I'll not ask. There could well be a bit of guidance that will tell me why. Or maybe there's no need for it. Maybe it's just there, as it's meant to be. I don't know. Well, what is this? Joey was out doing a car rally of some kind. Stupid. Who cares about Joey? Oh, the devil made me do it. Oh, yeah. Ben Carson's recently done a new video called Racism Was Real When I Was a Kid. It's kind of a joke, isn't it, now? A real joke. Interview with Ashley Babbitt's husband, who says they don't want anything to come out. You remember Ashley Babbitt, who was killed the night of the January 6th, whatever the hell we want to call them, riots. It's crazy. Oh, this is cute. Quebec police confiscated an altar wine and then kiboshed it by declaring it illegal to import after 40 years. Oh, God. Every church in this country is getting just rammed and jammed, man. Don't you find it all just a little insane? What do we got here? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, we know we never see that. Oh, there's more Floyd Chauvin fallout going on. I don't much care about that. Oh, Joey's going to try to get a whole bunch of money jacked up and raised to restore Amtrak. Isn't that cute? That way you get to take a train across country and wear a mask and have a travel, you know, driver's license. And, but why don't we fix the roads? Oh, that's right. There's no point in doing that. Unbelievable. Communist revolution in America. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. Headline, Biden administration's 100 days of death. Who cares? I'm sorry to be that, you know. Oh, my goodness. AOC's been caught wearing a filthy, dirty coronavirus mask. Maybe she used it in a private part the night before. Who knows? Oh, I know. That's perversion. That's sickness. You don't want to talk that way, Bennett. I mean, you might get people to tune out. Look, I've got a twisted sense of humor, okay? I don't call that so much a twisted sense of humor as spot-on whatever. Woke Democrats broke American cities. Yeah, they did. They destroyed American cities. And they're still out doing it. Sad, sad times we're living in. Very sad times. We're going to go to a break. Actually, I'm a little early with it, aren't I? Well, today's one of those oddball days. You know what I mean? I kind of have a program put together, but I kind of don't. And we're, should we say, making it up as we go along. We covered that last week. We covered this. What's this? We already covered that. Oh, yeah, I got squat prepared. Let me see what else we got here. Just bear with me. See if there's anything else I need to find. No, that's all garbage. Oh, before I forget about it, I've not had a lot of time to work on every site. I apologize to those of you who look forward to new public postings over at drkelly.info. I've not posted anything there since April the 23rd, and that was strictly a single image. Stop saying you did your research before you got the injection, because you are the research. Time allowing, we may try to get some things posted over there tonight. I don't have all my stuff with me. I don't have access to all the various sites that I normally go to. I've got quite a load of updated offerings from Dr. Merle. I've not had a chance to work on any of this stuff. One of the other things that we've done quite a bit with, however, not quite a bit, but some things with, over at Metropolis Cafe, metropolis.cafe. A couple of new articles we posted over the last couple of days. I thought I posted two. How come only one's there? This is a good one. 5 ways to avoid the planned mediocrity in schools. It's exactly what I said. They're planning more and more mediocrity in the schools, and there are some strong ways that you can avoid it. And amongst the first ways is to get your kids out of that damn public school system. There's no other way to do it, folks. Absolutely no other way to do it. At some point, we have to take responsibility. You cannot leave it in the hands of these jerks, because they're completely destructive. I just want to vomit sometimes. And amongst the reasons I want to vomit is because I can't believe how few people understand what the living hell is going on. I look at some of the new articles that are posted on one of my favorite sites, although I don't go there as often as I once did. I look at these things and, did George Floyd die of a drug overdose? White racialism in America, then and now. Political bankruptcy of American white nationalism. Race, crime in America. COVID-19, its impact and origins after 1 year. It just goes on and on and on. Oh, God, here we go. Guy's writing an article about the moon landing controversy. Did we go to the moon? No, I thought they filmed it on the soundstage of a James Bond movie that was done up in Las Vegas. I'm laughing a little bit about it, but you get my drift, don't you? This is the kind of stuff we're looking at. St. George Floyd and Biden's anti-white regime, enabled by ethno-masochism. Interesting. Some of that stuff might be well worth looking at. Hey, it's break time. Thank you. I'm going to get a drink of water. I'll be right back. And every love affair is over before it gets a chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs on the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American town. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, papa, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go?
You know, this guy's been gone for a few years. Merle was one of the greatest poets, musical poets, I think, that there ever was.
How did we ever go so wrong?
Where you at?
Did we get too high? Did we sleep too
long? Oh, you must have got sidetracked with a phone call. I lost track. I was going to make a comment about something Merle had said in the song, and now I blanked out on it. Welcome back to our final program for this month. We are told by experts that the Federal Reserve is our number one inflation fighter.
our protector against economic meltdown. But certainly any person who cares about our country would accord it only the highest respect. But Preston Matthews wants to destroy the Fed. And he's apparently surrendered everything, including the women he loves, to do so. Who is this renegade who wishes to bring back the dark days of despair at his critics' charge? He's the Fed's top gun. The lord of interest rates. He's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. The man approaching him in the August twilight was a tall and thick through the chest, though nothing in his movements suggested any kind of a threat. He strolled with a hand slipped casually in his pants pocket, even stopping once to pick up a piece of litter and toss it in a nearby barrel. He could almost pass for one of D.C.'s tourists taking a late walk through a public park. And yet on seeing him, Ricky Sawyer's stomach churned. This was no casual meeting taking place. He had known this moment would come and had dreaded it. And Sawyer was not prone to unnecessary fears. And as he waited under one of the many security lights in the area, the man stopped abruptly in the shadows, kneeled down and retied a running shoe that was properly laced. And Sawyer took the hint and moved all 282 pounds of himself over to join him. "What's the cloak and dagger?" Sawyer asked. The man stood up. "I need the favor returned." Sawyer chuckled nervously and says, "What do you want me to do? Hack the president's PC?" Nothing that easy, my friend. I need you to set up a website. And over time, you'll be supplied with content, but I need the site established now to make sure the name is available. Sawyer said, "Well, you could go to anyone for a website, not this one." Sawyer hesitated and said, "Well, what's going on?" "How much do you remember from Professor Stefanelli's class?" "Everything. Paper versus rock. Paper won. We lost." "Right," said the man. "I want to put an end to paper. Permanently." Sawyer chuckled and said, sounds like you're going to blow up your office." More along the lines of a crash course in hoax awareness. That's why I need your help." "Well, where's the danger come in?"
"The content. The power holders won't like it."
But there's a lot of things they don't like. Why, I guarantee this will upset them beyond anything you can imagine. You have to keep a low profile. Make that no profile. You'll have to disappear." "But tall order for a whale, Chief."
"Any taller than breaking into the Eccles building network?"
"No, I guess not."
"Look, I think you'll be okay, but listen, this won't work unless you understand what's at stake. Do you?"
Well, Sawyer thought for a moment and said, "Yeah, civilization. Under paper, little guys like me lose their wealth, their liberty, and sometimes their lives, while government grows more bloated and corrupt and oppressive."
"And the cause?"
"Paper. Inflation."
"What's inflation done for us historically?"
"Well, according to Professor Stefanelli, without inflation, we have no World War I, no Great Depression, no World War II, no Cold War, no Vietnam. No taxpayer-funded bailouts, no bubbles, no war on terrorism, no Iraq. And without inflation, Cindy Sheehan is just another mom with a son. And without inflation, instead of endless acres of white crosses marking the battlefield dead, men are left to live free. Imagine that. And when those men are geniuses like me or Google founders, Page and Brin, the whole world profits. And without inflation to build up militaries, we might have had nuclear power without nuclear bombs." And she also says something to the effect that if inflation were a disease, it would be considered the number one killer of human life. There was more. Give me time. I'll remember it.
Do you agree with any of that?
Too simplistic. But then where would the computer age be without electricity? Pull the plug, the computers go away. So it was hard to argue with her.
But you did.
Well, of course. But the truth is, without massive amounts of money, the First World War doesn't go far. 4 months, according to a writer who was around at that time. And nothing beats the printing press for producing large amounts of money in a hurry. Paper money. And if World War I was aborted, the rest of the century looks a little brighter. I would say she wasn't very far from the truth, at least. Not bad for a hacker. You talked about inflation, but didn't define it. Can you? Paper. More precisely. I didn't expect a quiz. The going definition is a rise in the general price level. Do you accept that definition? No, because you can have inflation without price increases. Productivity improvements work against rising prices. Any other reason to not to accept the definition of inflation as rising prices? Yeah, it obscures the cause, which is more paper, more money, an increase in the money supply. How's the money supply increased? Through treachery. First, the snap, Sawyer said, snapping his fingers, in which the Fed creates money from nothing. And then the crank. And he continued by rotating his right arm in a cranking motion. The crank, as the banks multiply that amount through credit expansion. And then the pop, and he slapped his hands. For when the bubble bursts and everyone gets fired, Sawyer's theory of the business cycle in three words is snap, crackle, and pop. But isn't that how prosperity is funded? By increasing the money supply? No, that's how the inflationary boom is started or prolonged. Is that a good thing? It is if you're one of the insiders. Without it, the military-industrial congressional welfare racket takes a big hit. Governments would have to rely mostly on taxes to pay their bills. What would that do for war if governments had to pay for it with taxes? Make it an endangered species. So, if you're a government bent on war, inflation is a sacred cow. And who causes inflation? Who? Yes. I'm looking at him. I think you understand what we're fighting. I do. They shook hands. I'll be in touch, the man said. Later that night, Sawyer received an email containing a web address only. And after confirming that the site did not exist, he set about to create it as agreed. And in the weeks that followed, Sawyer would find it difficult to believe their conversation was at all serious. Nothing had been added to the website. And other than the terse email, there had been no contact between them. The topic they had discussed seemed weird at the time, and even more so as time passed. And maybe perhaps their meeting was a brutal prank. A form of payback for the hack that he had pulled. Seemed like it was. He began to feel like a fool for trusting him. But Sawyer was wrong. The day finally arrived when all doubts were forever removed. It is an interesting story, and sometimes a difficult one to follow. It's one that you really almost want to read and take your time with it. It is of a type that raises many questions, but I think it also provides many answers Holy moly. When's the Pope making an announcement about Fauci? Go to Federal Observer and just read the damn thing. Yeah, I agree. I wish a buck was still silver and we weren't rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell. I'm just sharing with the audience tons of comments. And then I get this note from my wife. Vacuuming the living room. I wonder if there's an art place that'll buy some of your... Some of my what? The art? The piece we just shared with you was written by George Smith. George is an interesting guy. Done some work in Hollywood. I've read a lot of his stuff over the years. This one is interesting because it's pure fiction. Or is it? It seemed far more factual to me. The type of thing that would make a thinking man or woman begin to ask serious questions about how we get to the positions we're in this nation today from a financial standpoint or a health standpoint, mental and or physical. The con jobs that continue to go on a daily basis in Washington and elsewhere. One of the problems traveling with our friend from New York is that he cannot turn the GD television off. Oh, but there's only two things he watches. Sports and MSNBC. Some of the so-called people on MSNBC are some of the biggest pig-looking human beings I've ever seen in the so-called news arena. It's kind of a strange one, Jeff. How's your lovely Hazel doing, man? It's, and one's appearance doesn't really have a damn thing to do with their degree of professionalism, but the thing I find interesting is that all of a sudden this whole thing with the former mayor of New York, what the hell's his name, it looks like he might be getting ready to blow the whistle on Trump. Yeah, Giuliani. I dated somebody named that once. No, it was Julianne, that's right. I'm out of it. It's been a long week. You have no clue. But I think about all these things and the stuff they're talking about. We've got enough other problems, and they're not going to stop with Trump. They're not going to stop with Giuliani. They're not going to stop with... But wait a minute. As a matter of fact, when the Department of Justice went into Giuliani's house and confiscated all his electronic goods and evidence, et cetera, there's one thing they left behind. The complete copy of the records of Hunter Biden's computer, his laptop. Why is this? Why does this little piece of scummy crap keep getting away with bloody murder? Oh, I guess in some respects that comes back to the story we just shared with George Smith. There's too much dirt going on. And we the people lose every single time. People sitting in Congress for 50, 60 years or more. And then the up-and-coming queen... What did somebody refer to her? Hang on a second. I mean, I think this is a perfect way to end the program, sharing this comment that was given to me. Let me see here. Made reference to AOC is on occasional Kotex. That's a good name for her. You guys have no idea what you're doing to this show tonight. I hate to say it, people. I'm loving it. The one thing I honestly have to say is this trip, I am more relaxed than I have been in one very long time. And unfortunately, it will come to an end.
Funny stuff. No. The thought I'd say, what? I don't know when I'm going home. God, maybe I'm lucky we'll never get there. No, I'll get there. Some of the comments left on George's article: with the political left in power, the political right pleading for compromise and counting on the sanctity of the Senate filibuster. The Fed has such a tough job. An article by Money Magazine called Inflation: Three Big Questions talks about price increases, the BLS unrealistic CPI, and... But then, according to standard wisdom, a strong dollar makes gold less attractive and vice versa. But as Peter DeGraff pointed out, the rising... And then Ron Paul's comment. Monetary theory is boring to most people, but when the world gets it wrong, as it has, the results make headlines. Many of these reasons and the things that are alluded to in George's article, which, by the way, you can find on Barbarous Relic or Barbarous Relic, B-A-R-B-A-R-O-U-S Relic. Interesting piece. What is he squawking about now? Oh, that's right. He's from New York. Yeah, for those of you who have heard me over the last year or so getting angrier and angrier and angrier, I'm somewhat more calm this week. And it's a good feeling. It doesn't mean we're resolving anything. Not by a long stretch. I got to tell you something that happened last night. It must have been about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. I'm sitting outside on the miniature patio off my room. I'm going to tell you right now, I could live in this room. Right now. Got a huge bed, a little refrigerator, a little microwave, plates, silverware, glasses, everything. Toaster, coffee pot. Oh, coffee pot's got to get rolled. Single sink. I can wash my dishes in there, set them up on the marble top, the whole nine yards. I could live in this place, sitting outside, having a cigarette at that hour of the night. Then all of a sudden, two white, and I still haven't determined, they're cranes of some kind. Unbelievably long necks. Looked like they were getting up the tree to do the hanky-panky. But then one sat on one side of the tree, the other sat on the other side of the tree, and what was so amazing to me is that they sat there with their necks stretched out. One was looking to my left, one was looking to my right. Almost as if they were keeping their eyes out for something. And they were still there 2 hours later, and I finally went to bed. It was the most beautiful, and it was totally dark outside. Other than a few lights here and there in some of these hotel rooms or whatever the hell they are. That was the most exquisite thing I've seen all week. Far better looking than any two-legged thing I'd seen. It's time for me to go, the man says. Thanks for putting up with my weird program tonight. Got a good feeling. I'll see you on Tuesday. I'll be on the road Monday. And have a great weekend. Good night.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.